Welcome to the New and Living Way Church Ikorodu, where we bring to you teachings inspired by the Spirit of the Living God for the work of salvation through His ministers. Be blessed as you listen.
We are going into our Sunday school today, and we are continuing with the series on the Great Harvest. Hallelujah. We had a break last week. How many of us enjoyed last week's lesson? You know, last week was powerful. Can we please appreciate my other brother once again? You know, it was great labor. You know, I think I can tell you that it was great labor. And I know why I'm saying that. It was actually a great labor. And, you know, we bless God for that great labor and grace. Amen. All right. Today, we are going to continue with our Sunday school, our series, the series that we are currently taking, which is the Great Harvest. You know, this is the third lesson, right? You know, we had the first lesson, you know, when we started talking about, you know, the harvest, and then we also talked about how that we should not also think that, you know, we first got to understand how that we are first enjoying a current harvest. Do we understand? You know, there is a harvest that we are currently enjoying, and, you know, the Lord actually helped, you know, to bring that harvest, you know, to pass, as it were. Then we also looked at how that we should not, because we are here, we are around in the world, you know, in the world of righteousness, you know, to think that we are already a harvest. You know, we are not a harvest yet. You know, many of us, you know, we are still more like seeds, as it were. You know, apart from our parents and our pastors, a lot of we young ones, you know, that you can speak the lingual, you understand, that you can, you know, talk word of righteousness, you can talk about, you know, sanctuary, you can talk about holy place, you can talk about holiest of all, you can, you know, teach the book of Hebrews, you know, when you teach the book of Ephesians, if a book of Ephesians feels, oh, general, everybody can teach Ephesians, you know, eyes of understanding being enlightened. But when you start seeing that you can teach, you know, the book of Romans, you know, you can teach the book of Hebrews, and then you can maybe now teach the book of Revelation, maybe some of the messages that you've heard, you just combine everything together and you can link them together, and then you feel that, oh, you are ripe, you are a harvest also, you know, and you've been harvested, and you should go into the field as a sequel to go and gather in, you know, that's not the way it works. Hallelujah. You know, while that is good, we also need to understand that we need to grow. You know, we need to, what makes for harvest is not words. It is life. Let's say life. Let's say life. Because if we look at the men that God used for, you know, the previous harvest, those men had the life. They had a life. The life of the word that they were hearing. It's not just that they could do miracles. It's not that they could, you know, raise their hand and people will fall under the anointing and all of that. No, that's not, you know, they had the life. They had the discipline of the Spirit. They had the life of the Spirit. They had the life of the word that was committed to them. Hallelujah. So we also must have that life, you know. Amen. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. All right, let's just, you know, quickly go into our memory track. We said, by God's grace, we saw from the last lesson that there is a great connection between doing the will that Jesus did and the harvest that he began speaking of. And we read, you know, John chapter 4, when, you know, Jesus was hungry and he told them about how that there is a will that he needs to, that, you know, that there is a will that, you know, his meat is to do his Father's will, and, you know, that they know not of that meat. And, you know, and then after that, he began talking about harvest. Then he said that, truth be told, power to carry out a particular harvest is in the mill, life, or doctrine of that will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, to carry out harvests for, you know, to carry out harvest, the power you need for it is in the mill of that harvest. So if you are not fellowshipping with the mill, if you are not, you know, doing the meal, you know, living that life, fellowshipping with the doctrine well enough, you will not be able to, you know, partake of that. You know, you will not be a harvest, and you will not be able to carry out harvest even in that, you know, in that season. Now, Jesus knew this. He attested to being fed a meal that his disciples knew nothing about. We learned that the power of harvest lies in our change. We will not be effective in the hands of the Lord of the harvest if we are not products of the harvest. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? So if we are not products of the harvest, if we are not living a life that, you know, if we are not living a life of that harvest, then we ourselves cannot be a product of the harvest. You know, that's, and you know, that you know, some of us can always be like, I'm already product of harvest now. Do you know how many people are brought to New and Living Way Church? Do you know how many people have invited to EGFM? No, you know, hallelujah. There's still a whole lot more. It's not in the ones and the twos and the threes that we bring to church, as it were. You know, the Lord, the mind that the Lord has. I think in today, we understand the field of the harvest and we understand the mind that the Lord has as regarding harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. So today we are looking at understanding the field. Let's say understanding the field. We are not all talking. I want everybody to talk. Let's say understanding the field. Some people are still not talking. Let's say understanding the field. So let's read our text. Matthew 13. Let's just read Matthew. We'll read Matthew 13. We'll start from 24. Matthew 13, 24. Another parable puts he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles, and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Then let's see 37 to 43. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. Let's not forget, the field is the world. Let's say the field is the world. We are not all saying it. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. We are not all talking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, let's respond. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The tares are the children of the wicked one. So I'll keep reading. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Alright, so I'll just go into our manual. Now, in truth, there is no harvest without first planting seed in a field. The field provides the ground which the seed of the kingdom will be planted to yield the harvest of the Lord. Part of the expression of the wisdom of God is to choose to use the world as a field for growing his seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, it's very important for us to note that the the world is the field. Let's say the world is the field. It is in the world that the seed of God. Now, and you know, from this, from the text we read, we've seen that it's in the world, you know, in the seed. We have both the seed of God and the seed of the enemy in the world. You know, so basically, you know, not to, the world is just everywhere. Like, this, the way the world is general. Do you understand? Now, in that, in our world, there are seeds that are of God and there are seeds that are of the enemy. Hallelujah. And we need to understand this, because it is in this world that is where we are there. First thing, you must understand that you are in the world. Scripture says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, but we are in the world. Do you understand? So while being in the world, we must also understand that we must grow to be a harvest. We must grow to maturity while we are in the world. Then also, the people that we are going to save, the people that, you know, the Lord would use us to harvest, are also in the world. They are not outside of the world. You understand? We are not going to another planet to go and save people. We are not going to another planet to go and, you know, preach the gospel, as it were. Everything that is going to be done is going to be done here. And, you know, this corrupt system that Satan has, you know, Scripture says that, you know, Satan is the god of this world. Yes, it is this same system that Satan has, you know, has done everything, has fashioned, you know, he has his hands, his fingers wrapped around the world. And that's the way the world is. You know, there is no taking over the world. Hallelujah. We are not taking over the world. Do you understand? Believers, we are not what? We are not taking over the world. We are not. No, that's not what we are doing. What we are doing is to grow in it and also reap harvest for God in it. Not to take over the field. We don't need the field for anything. It's the people that are in the field that are needed. It's the seeds that are in the field. You know, those are the people. Those are, you know, that is what is needed. Not the field itself. Hallelujah. Because the field is not for us. You know, it's already for, it's for the God of this world. Do you understand that? Now, we must, and one thing that is very important is, now, let's just read. One would wonder why, of all places, the Lord, according to Scripture, would choose the world as the field, which He is going to harvest even the trees of the kingdom. Now, one good reason could be that in order to fulfill legal requirements for man to be seen as an overcomer by all parties, that's enemies as well, the harvest of the Lord would have to grow under the surveillance of the God of this world. Hallelujah. Now, you know that, you know, when you look at the way the world is, you know, somewhere, you know, maybe you see things on social media, you know, you look at the world, somewhere you can almost say that nothing good can come out of this world again. You understand? When you look at the decadence of the world, you know, you look at, you know, what people do. You know, I think it was Daddy Guchuku that was saying during SM Flex, how that, you know, you have a man, woman, then the children are animals, you know, and then, you know, or, you know, all sorts of things, you know, where, excuse me, it's fast becoming normal for a man to marry a man, you know, in, especially in the Western world, and it's becoming, you know, things that people are now, you know, it's just normal, you know, and it's not normal. Hallelujah. And I think those things were well ironed out, you know, during SM Flex. You know, you say a man marrying a man, a woman marrying a woman, you know, and even some human beings undergoing surgery to be animals, you know, and, you know, you just wonder what is happening, that, like, you know, you want to be an animal. You know, for, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any right sense in any, you know, that's to tell you how much man is actually falling. You know, I'm sure that, you know, if you look at the way man has fallen, I'm sure the sinners of maybe the time of Moses, when they look at the sinners now, they just be like, Abba, Abba. You know, this one is not up too much. You know, and how you take your life earnings and give it to a doctor that say, I want to be a dog. Change my organ, change my look, change my appearance to look like a dog. And, you know, and the doctor in all this thing will take that money and puts you on his. And you know, there are just some things that even if the patient should think about it, the doctor himself should reprimand the patient. That why should you think like this? And this should not even be done. And then we have people doing things like that, and even men, women, undergoing surgeries to be men undergoing surgeries to be women, and all of all those, let me use the word decadence that is happening in the world. Hallelujah. Now, you see, these things, they are not, when you look at, I'm just to paint the world that we have now, and then you see young people. Now, you know that this thing, it started from men. You know, there was a time that a man and a woman that are not married cannot live together. Do you understand? They can't live together. It was not normal. Then at some point, after a while, it became normal for a man and a woman that are not married to be staying together, and the likes. And, then after a while, now you see that thing. Men exhausted that's what happens when, somewhere we're saying that, they will say that it's nothing when a man and a woman that are not married, have sexual intercourse and all of that. They say it's nothing. Now, you see, men did that thing to the point that the evil spirits found, they found leverage, or they found the step to give them new lustful desires. Why? Because they exhausted a particular lustful desire. Now, it's because men exhausted that lustful desire. That's why evil spirits could invent or bring about new lustful desires for men. And it's to show that, the world, and, you see things, and now the world also is, beginning to, now we are, our own slang now, we normalize things. What are those words again? Entanglements, thank you. You say it's entanglements. What is, I still don't understand the meaning of entanglements. Up to today, say that, it's an entanglement. When you see status, single, married, divorced, entangled, complicated, and then you just see various things. Now, you see how men are doing a whole lot of things, the kind of life, and also, even social media. And I think one of our, social media is a great, is a great issue, as it were. How people are able to, I want to tell us that, we should, I listened to Single Summit, that IG Live on social media trends. Hallelujah. How many of us listen to it? We should listen to it. Both the first one, I think there were two episodes. Then the second one, it was our daddy, Pastor Laide, that was the guest of that. IG Life, we should listen to it. It will help us to understand some things. I'll also be picking some of the things I'll be saying, from it, today, from that IG Life. Now, I'm trying to show us how that, men don't, there was, somewhere, though in Nigeria, we are still, somewhere God is still helping us to preserve righteousness to a very good extent. You know that in Nigeria, you can be in a public transport. If you say, praise the Lord, at least, if it's in a 16-seater bus, at least maybe like 5 people will still respond, hallelujah. Even you will not respond. You will not respond. And I'm sitting here. As long as you say, praise the Lord, you just carry your earpiece. I want to listen to Reverend K. Now, what I'm trying to tell us is, you see that thing, you might see it as, it's not, but you see that thing, it's still a preservation of righteousness. Now, but you see, the normal world that we have today, shout praise the Lord from now to tomorrow. Especially maybe you are in the Western world, you are in London, you are in America, maybe you are in Republic bus and you share that kind of thing. If you are not even careful, they can get you arrested, and you are disturbing them, you are infringing into their privacy. A lot of, they can sue for anything. Almost anything. Eh? They do it. They can sue for almost anything. As in very funny reasons. A colleague, one of my colleagues, I used to be in Nigeria, we used to work in the same office. Then she relocated. Then one day we were gisting, and she was telling me that a guy and I think a Nigerian guy, and the lady, she's white, but I can't remember her country now. They were just gisting in the workplace, and she was telling him how she's tired. She's stressed and she's tired. And the guy said, oh, probably you need a massage or something, that maybe you should go to a spa and relax. And the guy said, oh, I think so, thank you. The next thing, the guy got a mail from HR that he was sexually harassing her. He has to resign. Because if he did not resign, they will sack him. So, and his boy, it's better you resign. And he, you know, somewhere, you just wonder. Now, what I'm trying to paint the kind of world that we have now. And you just wonder how, you know, what joy do you have? Number one, he did not even say anything wrong. You know, and you agreed. If you had told him at that point that, oh, I don't like that comment, I don't like that kind of statement, the guy would have understood that, oh, I'm sorry, and just move on. But you agreed with him. And then you went to HR to report that someone is sexually harassing you, that he's suggesting this to you, he's suggesting that to you. Now everybody's looking like, what's happening? But this is a real life story. Now, that's to show you that, you know, now you see, evil spirits are running rampage on men. And they are able to make men take decisions, do things anyhow. And then it is in this same world, you know, you see many things, it is in this same world that God is telling you that the harvest is harvest is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It is in this same world that, you know, imagine you have that kind of lady in your office. In that same office that you are in with her, in that same office, that is where God wants to raise his own people. Do you understand? So the world really has changed. A whole lot of things, you know, from the, you know, old time, maybe 1800s, you know, 1900s up to 2000, you know, and even now, you know, a whole lot of things have changed. You know, even for we that were young like this, the kind of distractions that we had when we were younger, you know, sometimes I was, my distraction when I was writing WAEC was football, to play football, physical football. That was my distraction. I remember then, you know, my dad practically threatened me that if I don't pass WAEC, I should not just come home. You understand? So that was what made me stop playing football while I was young. Because then we used to play football in the compound. You know, my dad had a big compound then. Also, once in a while on the street. So in the compound, because we had quite enough of guys in the compound, neighbors, my cousins. So we play a lot in the compound. Then once in a while, also on the street. But, you know, this weekend, I went home. My cousin that is at home, his distraction, he doesn't even want to come out. It's just when we call him, Demola! Sir, so the way he responds, you know, he's just in his room. Why? He's pressing phone. He's just on his phone. And, you know, he's the person that is writing jam, writing work, and his own distraction is different. So, I was just smiling, like, this is well low. You know, because my own distraction was easier. It's football. I asked, my mom would say, oh, I'm not buying football for you. I'm not buying ball for you. Or don't come out. Or those kind of things. But now, this one, inside the room, even if you say that this is, he will still find a way to do it. So it's, the world is changing, and it's not just changing, it's decaying. The world is dying, as it were. You understand? Sin, corruption is taking over, and it's taking over in a whole lot of folds, in a whole different ways. And we must also understand that it is in this world, this, you know, as it were, dead world, you know, as it's looking, you know, bad world, devil's world, as it's here, that God wants to raise his people. It's because the truth is that, do you know that if God should say that, okay, people that are hearing word of righteousness, I'll just put you people in a cocoon, and before Elon Musk gets to Mars, I'll take you people to Mars, I'll just take you there, and you people will just be there, you'll be walking, you know, Satan, Satan would accuse God, because it must be in front, because it was Jesus Christ grew in front of him and all the evil spirits. While he was there, while all the evil spirits were watching, while they were all, you know, looking, and, you know, while they were all trying against, you know, doing everything. Now we just be like, ah, no, now you gave them special privilege, and that is why, you know, even the little Job, when Satan went to accuse Job, he said, is the reason why he's serving you is because you put an edge around him. You just remove the edge and let me test him. So it must be in this same world with all these things around us that we must come out as, you know, as a full ripened harvest for God. And not just us, we must also understand that after we have been harvested, there are also people that, you know, we must know now. You know, there's a way you can You can be separated from something, and then for you to go back to that thing, when you now feel, an example is maybe you left your secondary school, you know, then maybe for some reasons you now have to go back to the secondary school. You know, there's a way you just be seeing the children there, just be like, all these children, small children, you know, I'm more kickery, you know, just be like when I was here, you know. Now you must know that when we are out of this world, we must not now see ourselves separated from this world. You know what I mean, separated, that we are not in this world. And then you just be looking at the world that, I pity them. No, we are in the world. And you see those people, they are the people that God is sending us to. Hallelujah. God is sending us to those people to actually bring them out of the world. When I mean out of the world, not that everybody will leave the world physically. No, we are not going anywhere. Hallelujah. I remember Papa Egan even once said in his book that, you know, if you don't want thoughts to come to you, then you are ready to leave this world. But while you are still here, thoughts will come. What you have to learn to do is to overcome them. So we are not going anywhere. Because the truth is that if we leave the world now, if you tell God that, God, I think I want to leave this world now, we would not have fulfilled the will of God. Hallelujah. We would not have done what? Because it is in the will of God that while we are on this earth, that we fulfill, you know, we grow and get saved to the uttermost while we are here. It is here. You know, the program of salvation is here, is on earth. You know, gospel is supposed to be preached to us while we are on earth. And we are supposed to obey gospel while we are on earth. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to understanding the field. We said that it is good to appreciate the constant revisions to the field that have occurred over time. The enemy of the Lord's harvest constantly seeks to make sure the field is conducive for growing his own seed while choking out the planting of the Lord. As a result, he keeps altering the field in a bid to prevent the seed of the kingdom from thriving or finding expression and eventually overcoming the negative environment under which it has been ordained to grow. Hallelujah. Now, we must know that, you see, the field changes, the world changes. The way the world is, you know, I just give an example of my own distraction. While I was writing WAEC, I wrote WAEC in 2010. You understand? While I was writing WAEC in 2010, my distraction was just football. But the distraction of someone writing WAEC now is not football. It's not playing football. It's just, you can, to even bring children, sometimes, you know, I remember I saw a clip of, you know, an African father, you know, in America. He dragged his children outside and took them out that, can you see, this is called sun. It is the sun. This is called grass. Feel it. Go down. Roll on it. It is called grass. Why? Because the children are always locked up inside with their tabs. And he had to bring them, if drag them out of the house. This is called the sun. This is called grass. Roll on it. That's the way we used to play. Roll on it. Roll on it. No, roll on it. And, you know, and just to tell them that, and, you know, the world has changed. There's this prayer, you know, I like praying for children, that what is killing the children of your age will not kill you. Because what killed the children of my age is not what is killing children now. And what killed our own parents is not what killed us. Do you understand what I'm saying? The world, Satan keeps morphing and keeps changing the world. You know, there was an example Pastor TJ gave that there was a time that it is not, people don't work. Or rich people don't work. It's the slaves that work. It's slaves that, and you know, which is true. Because, you know, even if you don't know too many, at least, you know, some of the movies that they've made, and you can see that it is the white men, they just sit down and just, you know, they just monitor, they're about just look at what is happening. While the black people, they are slaves, basically work for them. You know, the slaves do the things for them, you know, harvest and all of that, do all the things for them. But it got to a point that men were taking glory in not working. Then it got to a point that men started taking glory in working. You see, the world is not constant. Then the joy of working is that you wake up in the morning, you wear your suit. Do you understand? You wear suit and then you go to work. And then you stay there till maybe night. And then when you come back in the evening, you know, breadwinner. Let's say breadwinner. Do you understand? But then, you know, after a while, COVID came and the world changed again. And now the word is, you don't have to go to work. While you are at home, you can work. And you're even better than the guy that is going to work, going to Ireland every day and coming back. So the world is changing. You know, even the things that Satan uses to draw men is changing. You understand? You see, you know, even is it in cars? You know, you know, there are some, and I also saw one video of a man that, you know, V boots. How many of us know V boots? Very few ones. V boots was like, I don't know what can I compare, which car can I compare? It was like the Lexus of now, like, you know, those big Benz, like the Bentley of now. That was the way V boots was. Now I think they showed a garage of, you know, of an old, you know, I think the man is even dead or something. They are like, I can't even count how many. There were maybe more like 15 of them V boots with dust piled over them. You know, now if they give anybody V boots today, you don't even accept it. You just be like, what is this? This is a relic. Just throw it away or something. Go and scrap metal. But that was what Satan was using to collect the souls of men. Then, you understand? Now, what Satan is using to collect the souls of men is all Tesla. You understand? Cybertruck. That's what Satan is using to collect. And you see, fine Lexus, Maybach. That's what Satan is using to collect. You know, somewhere, you just see, and then it maybe just projects musicians. And, you know, those people just, and you know that even everything, everywhere is changing. Because you know what I just remember? I just remember the way Michael Jackson used to be in his own days and compared to the musicians we had now. You know, there was no social media. I used to say, if that kind of Michael Jackson was alive now, the kind of damage that guy would do. Because there was no social media during Michael Jackson's time. And if Michael Jackson should hold his, what do they call it now, concerts, like, people literally faint. It's not only in church that people faint. Huh? Why Michael Jackson is on the stage, people faint. Do you know that kind of wicked anointing? That's wicked anointing. As in wicked anointing. That people, you know, you are seeing, and then they will just faint. Now imagine, you know that one, it was limited. Now imagine now that there's social media. He just needs to be in his room. People just be fainting in their houses. You just enter, prepare to just enter their children's room. What's the faint? What happened? And then they just see the phone. Maybe he or she was streaming Michael Jackson's video. And hallelujah. But what I'm saying is that the field is actually changing. It changes per time. Satan makes it, you know, Satan wants to be like God. he wants to make it new every day. But it's only God's mercy that is new every day. But what it does is that, because that thing, it cannot last. And also because the soul of man is not meant for those things. The soul, those things cannot satisfy our soul. So he needs to keep improving them. He needs to keep bringing something new. That's why today, there's iPhone 11, there's iPhone 12, there's iPhone 13, there's 14, there's 15. Believe me, there will still be 37. There will be 50. And I'm like, yes, it will happen. There will be iPhone 100. Do you think it will stop? Maybe it will stop when you don't need phone again. Maybe why the phone will be inbuilt inside you. Yes. Because now, there are glasses. I was watching a documentary and, you know, in your glasses, that's where your speech is. Why you're just looking at everybody. Not just even your speech alone. If you're having meetings and you're trying to take decision, they can be updating your information for you and you'll be seeing it through the lens of your glasses, just you. Do you understand? And then, so the world, Satan keeps bringing these new things just to ensure that, you know, somewhere, one guy will just, you know, and his vision that Satan sells to men. You know, I also saw a post of Sam Altman, that's I think the CEO of ChatGPT. I think in 20, I can't remember the year now. There were years before ChatGPT, and you know, and they were talking about how that, you know, somewhere when I look at ChatGPT, I just wonder how is that? You know, the way ChatGPT seems very useful to us now. Some men were thinking about it in 2015 or thereabouts. I think it was around 2015 they started OpenAI. Some men were thinking about it in 2015. In my mind, I'm like, ow. In 2015, I was trying, what was I doing in 2015? I just left it in the lag. I was in service. And that's when people were thinking of ChatGPT that came out, you know, and they were thinking of what it could do. And that's because Satan keeps bringing new things. And see, let me tell you something. You must not be carried away by these things, because see, more things are still coming. When it comes to invention in the world, more things will still come. Things that you will see, and then you'll be like, wow. More things, you know, somewhere, you know, when I look at the cars I see in Nigeria, I just used to laugh in my mind somewhere. Because I've seen documentaries of cars that I'm like, kilo day. As in, what exactly? What do we want in this world? When you see some documentaries of cars, now you see those ones are coming. They are still the ones that are yet to be put in the minds of men. That evil spirits, they are still waiting. That is, maybe it's not our generation that they will give to. They are still waiting because they need to build it up. Then, you know, and those ideas, those thoughts will still come. And many times those thoughts are, you know, they come by evil spirits. You know, somewhere, I believe some of those guys, they even know that those thoughts come from evil spirits. You know how I knew? Was when this movie came out, Wonder Woman. And they were showing how that, you know, an aged spirit was whispering to them on how to go about things, how to make things. And they, no, you see, all those things, many times, many of all those inventions, you know, all those moments that is called Eureka moments, just where the thing just come, bam, wow, okay, this, when you actually, this thing can actually go like this, you know, I know, and there's also this Indian guy, I can't remember his name now. Those Indian names are very funny. The guy, he sees the question in his mind. You know, he can just see it. He will just see the end of, you know, that's, you know, he will see the end of a mathematical theory. He will see the end, and then maybe later, I think when he came to England, he now had to learn how to prove them and the likes. Now, you see, many of all those things, they are not, you know, so you just be like, you know, God brought us to this world, you know, so that, okay, calm down. We are not of this world. You must understand that. So I'm saying that the world is changing. Many things are happening in the world. You know, social media, there was a time that nobody really cared so much. People didn't really care so much about social media. Even with the social media we had then, they were quite limited. You know, we had to go. How many of us, you know, to go? You know, we had to go. Then, you know, of course, Facebook. What else? Eskimi, yeah. You know, then BlackBerry chats, and which other one? No, WeChat is still relatively new. WeChat is still relatively new. So now you see all of all those ones. You know, somewhere I personally believe that this is just me now. That maybe Satan saw that those ones could not foster his agenda more. Or could not, they can't carry the weight of what he has. They just use those ones to prepare us for these ones, the ones we have now. You know the ones we have now? IG, TikTok, and all those things. Now, you must understand that, especially social media now, that's where the world lives. Hallelujah. That's where people live in the world. What we are looking at is the field. Now, you see the field. You know, the field is this world. Hallelujah. You know that now, where people live is on social media. Social media. You know, I remember one guy was making a joke that he thought people used to play game, but now he finds that his son said he saw his son on his system. And what was he doing? He was streaming someone playing game. And they're like, I don't understand. You have game. You have the game at home. Why not just play it? But no, you are streaming someone that is playing the game. And they're like, why are you streaming someone that's playing a game when you have game that you can play? But you are streaming someone that's playing. Now, I'm just saying that the world lives on social media. You know, streamers, you know, there's this guy that used to post something, you know, and they've even made it in such a way that they will tell you that, you know, there's one guy that said that American actors, maybe like, you know, this guy, Tom Holland made $1 million last year. But then I don't know their names now. All those streamers, we just put this on. This one made $10 million last year. Why? Because is a streamer, or she's a streamer, or she's on TikTok, from just TikTok alone. And, you know, then he will tell you that, you know, maybe Will Smith, you know, people that we know that, you know, actively work, made $3 million in 2024, but this person made $50 million from making videos on YouTube. And, you know, it's projecting something that, oh, see, you know, you can just look at it that, are you sure this influencer thing is not the way to go next like this? Because what am I doing in this office? You know, I think I've met someone like that in my office that, you know, what exactly am I doing here? You know, you just look at, you know, and then, you know, before you know it, they've started video, you know, start video on IG, posting it on IG, you know, like my, and then my mind just be like, okay. You know, why? Because they just feel that, no, this is my passion, I like it, you know, I want to be an influencer, and I'm just like, eh, okay. I mean, okay. You can get, but what I'm trying to say is that the world now currently lives on social media. You know, there was a time that people live in the office. You understand? And, you know, what I'm trying to say is that while the field is changing, the people, we must understand that we must also go and get the harvest in the world. So, if the world is on social media, then we have to go to social media to get them. Hallelujah. I'm going to explain. Now, when people lived in the office, you know, God steered men to start, I think this, what's the name of that fellowship now? Businessmen Fellowship International. Yes, you know, where people, you know, businessmen, you know, they have fellowship with them, and they go there. Why did that start? Because they noticed that men go to work and they stay there all through. And, you know, okay, if you are not going to come and meet the gospel, let's take the gospel to them. Hallelujah. And then I believe also that's where the burden of having school fellowships started from. Also, that, oh, people are in school, children are in school, they are not always at home. Okay, let's take gospel to them and have student fellowship. We cannot just be and then our student, no, let's take it to them. But now, people are on social media 24 hours. People are looking at me as if you don't know. Are you not on social media? We are looking at me as if... Are we not all on social media together? Yeah. Hey, why are you looking at me as if I'm the only listener here? It's all of us together. You understand? So, now, people are on social media, and we must understand that we must be able to go to social media to actually meet people there. Not just to meet people there, to harvest them on social media. Now, the reason is, you know, now, it's not for you to go to social media and start jumping on trends. You know, I mean, we know trends now. We know different trends that we have now. We know them now. Why are people looking at me? Answer me, we know them. Now, because someone else be like, and they've said that we should go and be looking for people on social media. Oh yeah, okay, TikTok, open accounts. Twitter, open accounts. IG, open accounts. Which other one now? Which other ones do we have now? I didn't mention Instagram. Threads, you also open account. Now, it's not, you know, so, and then some of us have our own righteousness that we stay away from some of those things. Why? Because we don't want to be stained by them. Hallelujah. You know, we have some, you know, somewhere, some of us, we can pick, if you're like me, you know, some of us used to pick our own debts. We'd be like, okay, I will do this one. But you see this one? Never. I'll do WhatsApp, I do sometimes IG. But you see Twitter, then the worst, I think me, my greatest fear, I feel that if I enter that place, I'll be gone. It's TikTok. As I tell myself that I don't think I can ever open an account on that TikTok. Let's not even go there. Because of the kind of things I hear about TikTok, I just be like, no, let's not even go there. But you know that the Lord must help us to grow above those things. Because that is where the harvest, that is the field. Right now, the field is no longer, you know, there was this thing that, you know, but I saw it on LinkedIn, you know, when they talked about where people meet nowadays, you know, and in the 80s, online was the least. Then, that data started growing into the 90s, and online started coming up. And now, people, marriages now, I think, of course, US, I think 60% of them met online. Why? Because people are online. People live online. People are perpetually online. They are on their mobile, different different apps, different dating, even dating apps, different things online. People do different things online. They are just online. Hallelujah. You know, there's something that our daddy, Pastor Moses, used to say. Pastor, you say that. When maybe we are streaming, our meeting is ongoing, we should be careful not to lose people online. Why? Because while you are having network issue, you see, that 5-10 seconds that you are using to have network issue, one thing will just pop up on YouTube. Watch the trailer of Mission Impossible. Quick recon, something reckoning. You just be like, this thing is not going. Just click it, spam. Otilo. From there, from watching that one, the guy will go to YouTube Shorts. By the time you remember that RH is on, RH is on. People that went to RH, they've gotten home. They've slept. Otilo. Okay, so the first time Daddy Pastor Moses said that thing, remember, I was like, Kai, this thing is true. Because you see, that little time that maybe we just have one network glitch, Helpdesk is still apologizing. We are sorry for we are sorry for the network. Sorry, okay. Otilo. That guy has gone. Different things. Or maybe one notification on IG just popped up that this person is a new video by this person, or this person is now streaming live. Oh, click it. Just notification, bam, just click this. That guy has gone. He's just watching live, and then before you know it, from there, he has gone to that one. Check this one, keep scrolling. But so what Washington says is that people live online, and we must also understand that we've stayed righteous by staying away from someone, but we must understand that that is not where God wants us to end. We must grow to the point that, they cannot tell you to go and arrest people on Twitter, and what you are listening to is gossip, or on IG, and the only thing you are reading on IG is what's the name of this person that used to post gossip? Not Insta blog now. Not Nida Nkeji. There's one that's no, not even Very Dark Man. There's one that people don't. Nobody knows the person. This Lover, yes, That Gist Lover. That Gist Lover. Anytime I hear that Gist Lover's gist in my office, the thing personally used to irritate me. You understand? And, they cannot tell you to go on IG. Praise God. There was one time one of my colleagues was telling me that Gist Lover, they keep canceling the pages, and she will keep opening new ones. She'll keep opening new ones. And as she's opening new ones, people are following her. Or him, whoever it is. People keep following that page. And she will tell me that there's something she told me that this lover has like maybe 10 pages or so that she's following all of them. Wow. Now you cannot be a believer. That maybe you are handling church social media page on Instagram. Then all of a sudden, all of us just see NWC go do follows this lover. We just say NWC do follows this lover. maybe after reading one or two, then you just get carried away and then you just follow. But you cannot, sometimes you should be above those kind of gists. You should grow to be above those gists. That you should not, there is nothing, because there's really nothing interesting about those things. Or you're on IG, and what you are doing is you are jumping on trends. Before you know it, yeah, Casablanca. You're hiding as if you know it. You're hiding as if people are looking at Pastor Rose. Maybe Pastor Rose will look at it, but don't worry. You know it, Pastor Rose, they know it. So, praise God. You cannot be on IG, and the next thing you are doing is that you are jumping on trends. Every trend that comes up, please, we should go and listen to that IG live. And I'm very sure, let's listen to that IG live. You cannot be on, and the Lord is preparing you as, the Lord is helping you, you are growing. But then, you can even go to the point that, praise God, do you know that, somewhere one thought came to me yesterday that, do you know that some brethren can go to the point of opening a fake account that brethren are not following? So that they can fulfill their lust and the desires of their hearts. Why? Because you know that If you like something on this page, brother, this thing will see it. Because when you started that account, you started with brethren. But for some reasons, you know, it's as if brethren is a kind of local. So you just open another account. Maybe open another email. Disguise the email. And then you just go there. Just use that email. You use it to open TikTok. You use it to open Instagram. You use it to open Twitter. You use it to open... Now, you see that kind of person. You cannot be ripe for harvest. It's not this thing. Because you have not grown above those things. We must grow above social media. We will use social media, but social media will not use us. And that's because that is where people are. Because it is that, you see that social media, you see that gate. That thing is a big gate. So when you look at social media, you look at it, that's like, you just look at how you cannot, because those men that started, you know, businessmen fellowship, they couldn't have been men that, because when you're around businessmen, you know, I'll give an example. I have a colleague that she got married like 2 Saturdays ago. So her husband, when they started dating, the guy is a business guy. I think he has jobs in Ekoa and all of that. So she just started telling me that for some reasons, she's just having flair for business. This is someone that we've been in bank for years. All we know is 8 to 5. Come to work, go do office work, carry laptop up and down. That's all we do. Then all of a sudden, she's telling me that you know, she has just been having, you know, business flair. I was like, when did that one start? She says she thinks it's because of this, you know, guy that she's dating, because the guy is a business guy, and that's to tell you how you can easily be influenced. Now imagine you have been the one, you are the one sent amidst businessmen where they are discussing deals of millions of dollars. You just be like, maybe why are there? Okay, we want to preach. Okay, so please let's finish this. No, just sit down. We want to just finish this meeting. You know, when we are done with the meeting, then you can start, you know, we can start with the fellowship. Then while they're in the meeting, they're telling, okay, you know, we want to build, you know, so thing, and you know, it's worth $100 million. We just need a consultant that will go to that area, and that's the area you grew up. And just be like, so you know, we just maybe pay the person 10%, and we just carry Bible first, just put it. Just say, please, can I see something? You see that area? I know the king of that area. You see that area you are talking about? Don't worry. There's a way we'll do it. I will speak to the boys that are there. You know, we'll get everything arranged. We'll get the land for you. And then you forget that you came to preach to businessmen. Now, you know that kind of person cannot be sent and miss those kind of people. Why? Because he has not grown above them. Hallelujah. No, many of us, we must, because now our own land, our field is social media, and we must grow above it. Because if we don't grow above it, because that is where people are. Social media, you know, we'll be deceiving ourselves if we think that's not where people are. That's where youths, that's where people live, basically. People live on social media. You know, you see how people chatting with their followers. You know, I remember, you know, it was a movie, and the young lady was saying that, I used this product and I had a skin reaction, and she's suing the product, and they're like, okay. So the lawyer was able to find a way for her to drop the lawsuit, and she was like, no problem, I will drop the lawsuit, but don't forget, I have 16 million followers. Do you know what I mean? So what is that? You see those followers I have now, that's to tell you how, you see those, if she posts something, either a negative review about a brand, that brand will suffer it. They will suffer it in their sales. That's to show us that, and people are there. You know, you will see something will go up on social media in less than maybe 1-2 minutes trending, and everywhere is already everywhere. Why? Because as it's coming in, people are there waiting. That's where they live. That's where they eat. That's where they do their business. That's where they live. That's their life on social media. So people cannot be on social media, and we will say that we'll be inside the church alone, and then we'll say we want to avail. No, it's not possible. But we are not also going to social media to socialize with them like that. We are not going to social media to jump on trends. Every trend that is happening, you put your own camera in front like this, ma'am, and then you start doing your own video. That's the end, though. You just don't bother. Why? Because you cannot. We must. As much as it's good as, you know, we've kept our, you know, sanctity, you know, and then we've stayed away from something, but we must desire to get to a point where you will get there and the things that are happening there does not move you. You can easily go there and, you know, fulfill that which you have to do there without any issue. Imagine you're managing church social media platform and then they tell you to go and post. You're supposed to post a video. And while you're posting video, then you just start watching, you just start scrolling on Instagram or maybe on YouTube. You just give them the link and, you know, you're supposed to be managing YouTube in church. And then while on Sunday, you just start watching YouTube shorts on Sunday. Or you start scrolling through IG and you're just there. While you're supposed to be monitoring what is going on. We must just grow above it. Every one of us, including myself. We must grow above those social, you know, every of those things. Because we are saying like this, another one will come. You know, somewhere it looks as if the market is saturated already. What wants to come again? Another one will come. That's the way we said before TikTok came. That, oh, what is happening again? There's Twitter, there's IG, there's Facebook. And then TikTok came with its own dimension. And then slayed people again. You think, oh, we've been slayed enough. There's nothing will slay us again. It's a lie. Something else will still come that will still slay people. So another invention will still come. So we must pay attention to growth. Because growing spiritually is the only thing that can help us not to be moved, not to be carried away by, this one is by every wind of the world. Not, this one is not doctrine, by every, the way, any way the world blows, we just blow with them. It's because we don't have weight inside of us. They blow to this place, you blow with them. They blow to this one, you blow with them. This one comes out, you go with them. It's because there is no weight of spiritual growth inside. We are not able to stand, be established in truth. And that is what we must desire. Because those people will come to church. You know, imagine we are just having Sunday service and a popular social media influencer comes to church. How are we going to react to the person? Because we know that, you know, before, this one now, you just need that person to post NLWC Korodu. And this place will be filled. And then the person comes to church. So, you know, if exactly maybe you are now social media, you are the social media head, there's a way you want to be friends with the person that, you know, even if pastor does not, you know, pastor is richer, pastor doesn't want to, but don't worry, me, I'll just to help the church, you know, by chance, you know, we need to make the church to, you know, we need to, get that kind of thing, we need to, you will not complete those things, but just we need to get those things, and then you just maybe just meet the person, and then he's like, ah, church, you know, and then, okay, ah, church, ah, we are on IG, I know, you know, are you getting post today? Ah, you can tag the church, oh, you can just tag the church that you are blessed. I hope you are blessed in our church today. Ah, you are blessed. Ah, no problem, we are on IG, this is our handle on IG. And then you also, the person supposed, I went to this church at NLWC Korodu, and I was greatly blessed. And he said, next, no, how should, there's a growth that is needed, a stature that is needed to handle such people and such instances. It can come in different shades and in different forms. Hallelujah. Okay, just reading our last this thing. Preparing for the labor in today's field. Now, wherever souls congregate are open and most easily reached is what the field is in every dispensation. The Lord in his day did not remain in the temple teaching. He also went amongst the people, at times gathering them by the seaside, in the deserts, at times city squares, in villages, and in other times in open fields. Wherever they could congregate in order to minister the gospel of the kingdom. The Apostle Paul also preached in the marketplaces too. In our days, we must not shy away from where people congregate in order to reach them. Having said that, every laborer must be built above the attractions and destructions that are abundant in the field. Only then can there be an effective tool or in the harvest of the Lord, having himself been harvested from the same field and separated enough to be able to be sent back as one who can be a tool in the hands of the Lord. May we grow well enough to be laborers in the present field. Amen. Let's say amen to that. So we must just understand that, you see, when Satan changes this, when he changes the field, he also changes the distraction. He changes things that can lure men. You know, he changes things that can appease to men's soul. You understand? So the field will keep changing. Now, one of the greatest field that we have now is social media. Because you will see people that, you know, before, those things, permit me, but one of the greatest ways is by reading books, messages, you know, put books. And you see the way the Lord will anoint books, like our Papa Egin books, and it will go to different parts of the world. Hallelujah. But now, social media is going to those places. Now, if we don't follow social media, we are not preaching social media. Oh. Hallelujah. I hope you know that we are not preaching social media. No, we are not preaching social media in church. No, that's not what we are doing. Just, that thought just came, you know. We are not preaching social media. What we are preaching is where the field is. Before now, people do not, where people congregate, you know, because what I say is that where people congregate is where the gospel goes to meet them. If people congregate, people, I gave an example of how people used to be in the office, and then businessmen international. I think I can't remember the full year. Businessmen international. So that is still on till today, and people are still gathering, and they are, you know, businessmen, office men. That's because, and it started out of a burden of people being in the office. Let's go and meet them there. Even our Lord Jesus, he gathered people by the sea. He gathered people at different places. He did not say that, you people must come to my... No, it's wherever he met people, and he will gather them and preach to them. Hallelujah. Do you know? So we are saying that, but what I want us to get from this is that, you see this thing, we must grow above them. We must grow above the distractions. Because for every field, there is distraction. Just imagine while Jesus Christ was, while the Lord Jesus was preaching by the seaside, and guys were coming in with big boats of fishes. And you know, and they're like, this thing is, you know, this, there are a lot of fishes today. What do you think? Say, we will not just leave this thing early. Let's go and get some fish. And imagine Jesus being distracted by catching fish and not preaching the gospel. So I'm saying that there are different distractions for every field, and we have our own distraction, and we know them. You know, on social media, there are a whole lot of distractions on social media, different things. Because the truth is that if, you know, you hear people, they will tell, you know, before, when people want to go on, maybe they want to stay away from people, they want to have fresh air, they will tell you that just give me a book, you know, give me a book. Maybe a book to read, maybe just give me novels to read, then maybe a writing material, and then I'm fine. But now, when people want to do that, they just tell you that, just give me my phone, power bank, and internet, and I'm good. Why are people looking at me? You too. Is it not true? Are you not like that? If they tell you that, okay, some of us be like, the reason why we call ourselves, what's that word now? When you're like staying inside. Introverts. The reason why you call yourself introvert is because you have phone and internet. No, you are not introvert. It's because you have something here. That's why you are calling yourself. You don't be like, no, I don't like going out. Apart from the fact that outside is expensive here. Yeah? You understand? You know, so much. The reason why we call ourselves introvert is because we have this. And you just be like, Mio, once I have my phone and I have internet, I'm fine. You know, I don't like going out. You know, the stress of doing makeup and going out. You know, I just want to have my, let me just have my phone. Let me just be on my bed. No, it's not, you see that thing? It's not because of, it's just because of what is here and that distraction that we have here. So, this is a call, you know, for us to desire that we cannot be distracted. And this thing is not, it is everybody's, maybe it's for the guys in, maybe publicity that under the social media page that you want. No, this thing is for everybody. It's for every one of us. Because even if there is a content or there is something, you know, yeah, there are Christian trends and all of that. But if there is something for us to push out, the people that will push it out will be us. On your own social media pages, it is you, every one of us that will push it out. Not just the people that are in that unit. Do you understand? So we are saying that we must just. And you cannot say, okay, why you are maybe, the reason why I opened this page is because they said we should be posting church content on IG. And why you are posting church content? With that, you spend 5 hours on IG scrolling and doing many things. Do you understand? So please, I want us to have a desire, including myself, I want us to have a desire to grow above those things, to use them. You know, there's one definition, you know, rounding up, there's one definition that Pastor Silas one gave for you know, using this word and not abusing it. He said that when you say you abuse something, it means you are giving that thing more, or you are giving it more importance that it also have. Or you are giving that thing more, how do I put this? You are giving it more, maybe let me use also, I can also use the word responsibility that it also have, or more power than it also have. For example, child abuse. When a child is fending for hawking on the streets, that's child abuse. Why? Because a child should not fend for himself, right? A child should not fend for himself. A child should not be the one struggling and, you know, making ends meet, because that thing is more than that child. You are giving that child more responsibility than he ought to bear. You are giving him more power than he ought to bear. So when you abuse something, it means you are giving that thing more power than that thing is supposed to have. So we should use this word and not abuse it. We should use social media. You see that field? We should use it and not abuse it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name.
Let's appreciate our teacher. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not doing it well, though. Praise the Lord. How many of us have been blessed? I've been so richly blessed, tremendously blessed. Just to say a few things as we round up. Pastor has, you know, touched on all the areas. I just want us to turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. This was at the Lord Jesus after he had taught in verse 36. Are we together? This is Sunday school. Open your Bibles. Matthew chapter 9. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. Now, the truth is, if as you are hearing or as you have heard our pastor teach concerning the harvest and concerning the field, compassion is not being worked in your heart, then you still have not gotten the essence of, you know, the teaching. Hallelujah. You know, the response of our Lord Jesus when he saw the multitude was that his heart was moved with compassion, because he saw he's not just seeing multitude, he's just seeing people who are scattered. Now, one of the things that social media does is to scatter you. Hallelujah. When he said they were like sheep having no shepherd, the truth is that many people on social media are like that. They are like sheep having no shepherd. Now, does it mean that they are not following? You know, one person can be following like 30 people, and those 30 people have influences on them. So they are just scattered. And one of the things that social media also does, even in the natural, when you read about, you know, phone addiction, social media addiction, one of the things it will tell you is that it can erode your ability to retain things. Do you know that? If you spend 8 hours on IG, you can just, if you continue like that, you will see that it's very hard for you to retain things. Hallelujah. It's very hard for you to what? Retain things. You can't, even your cognitive memory is weakened because you are scattered. And all of those things, they are deliberate. They say YouTube Shorts. It's just 1 minute, but you can watch 50. And they are fast videos. When you see the way they are doing the video, you are scattered. Somebody wants to cook indomie. The person carry carrot. And the thing is coming. A lot of information. By the time you are done, when they finish, they just show the food. You are scattered. They say it's content. Where do you put content? You put it inside a container. But the thing about social media is, by the time you take things, you're like when it comes to the word of God, you're like a broken system. You can't hold it. Because what this will give you is new wine. Social media, there's nothing, I tell you, there's nothing new. They are recycling rubbish.
Hallelujah. So people will end up becoming old wineskins. Now, when you put new wine into old wineskin, scripture says it will burst. Why? Because wine that is new is wanting to expand. So it will burst, and then the wineskin will perish. So that's the reason, you know, I was listening to a message by Adadi Papayi again, and he was talking about a man, a minister, who he went to minister in his church. And he spent 4 weeks in the person's church. And in the morning, they used to eat together. And after the ministration, they would go and grab a bite. Sometimes they eat 3 times together. And he said, this man of God always have 3 new jokes to share with Papa Egin at every meal. Not, he said, he doesn't refresh jokes. 3 new ones, brand new. Papa Egin said, that out of all, when they did the calculation, 3 times 24 times, they ended up with about 190 something jokes. Papa Egin said, he can only remember one. But this man is always having new jokes. So one of those days, towards the end of Papa Egin's ministration in the man's church, the man now said, I wish I can. And you know when he now see Daddy Egin preaching and he's quoting, but he said, I wish I can be quoting Bible like him. Papa Egin said, if you can give the same attention you are giving to jokes, to Bible, he said, the reason why I can't remember many of your jokes, I'm sorry, it's not as if the jokes are not good, but I have no interest in jokes. So many times we feel like, I don't know, I keep forgetting. You know, I come from ministration, by the time I get home, I've forgotten. What exactly are you using time to do? The days are evil. If we don't redeem time, the evil will catch up with us. Hallelujah. So, like Pastor was saying, it's not like you should go out of the world. Not that, you know, you can say, I'm going off all social media. Deleting my WhatsApp, deleting everything. In fact, I'm not going to be using a smartphone again. I don't want to be smart according to the order of the world. Buy me a Nokia 3310. Satan is waiting for you, honestly, because they know that is not the solution. That is not the solution. Hallelujah. You know, there are times that, okay, maybe you don't have data. You see, borrow some other person's phone to catch up with things. Hallelujah. So the problem is not that you abstain. What God wants to do is for you to overcome. Hallelujah. So you can be on IG, but IG only G. I'm not trying to do wordplay. That's truth. Hallelujah. You can be on Facebook, but this is the book you are facing. You can be on YouTube and you are not inside Tubu Eshu. Hallelujah. You know, the funny thing is that if we are not careful, we would think, and one of the things that, you know, social media also does is that even when you have good intention, Satan always paints a hope. Do you understand? Satan always paints, even when the content you are pushing out is God content. Satan will tell you that you can do well. You can have 100 million subscribers and you'll be able to reach everywhere. Hallelujah. If that becomes your hope, you're already gone. Praise God. If that becomes your hope, you are already, because the power of social media, you know the song that was trending, the gays song and Lawrence Oyo, if you look at the man, he has maybe less than 200,000 subscribers, but the song is probably around 9 million views. Hallelujah. Has about 9 million. Meaning, can you gather 9 million people in a room? It's almost impossible to do that. Even in football matches with massive stadium, there's no stadium that can gather 9 million people. But that means you can reach 9 million souls. Praise God. You just go through our contents. You look at EGFM. You have a powerful message. That Reverend Kayode priest, you just see 953 views. And you see a rubbish video that does not make any sense. That when you watch it, you are angry. 100 million views. Praise God. If that is what is getting you offended and you are not having compassion will drive you to a place of, you know, desiring that God will raise labor. It's because laborers are few. That's why there is truly plenteous harvest, but the people are scattered. Hallelujah. Because, if, see, I once borrowed the phone of a teenager and just to use it. And I realized that spending just 5 minutes, I could not breathe. There was distraction everywhere. I had to start deleting things, deleting apps. I open Bible. There are advertisements. I should come and borrow money. Inside Bible. Bible app. It's better to carry my Bible. If it's Okash. As I open, I want to read Matthew. I'm seeing Okash. Say, borrow 100,000. No collateral. Inside Bible. Hallelujah. Somebody, you know, if it's not working, they won't put it on Bible. Do you understand? People are from Matthew, inside Bible app, they've got to collect loan. And they start hiding everywhere. They will quickly delete the app. But they will find you. Hallelujah. So, this Satan makes sure that distraction is everywhere so that you can be scattered. So by the time you come to church, you are a broken system. You can't keep wine. When they pour the wine like this, as you are going outside, even inside meeting, praise God, even inside meeting, people are checking life score. Am I lying? You know, normally, you will not go and sit down and watch war. But you know, Man U and Chelsea are playing. Our pastor is still teaching, 2:30. I have to stay under the word of righteousness. Well, let me, oh God, this United, rubbish. You're already gone. Hallelujah. You're already gone. So, God needs to bring us to a place where we are actually raised. That was the labor of our pastor. Until we are raised, the pray ye that the Lord will send forth laborer. It doesn't exempt you. As you are praying, you are trusting God that you will be raised a laborer. Because it is the evil one that has done this. And it was why men slept. Hallelujah. It was why men slept. Distractions are always changing because Satan is trying to make everything look new, and it's a lie. Like my pastor said, it's a lie. And the thing about this word is that if you chase it, you will never ever catch up with it. Honestly, you will never ever catch up with it. I know many people that because of BlackBerry bold, they were bold to do unrighteousness. What's BlackBerry bold now? Nobody's using BlackBerry. Now there is what iPhone is doing. We're saying in the Google meeting yesterday, what's the special thing about iPhone? It has a lens. That when you take a picture, your own mirror at home is not enough to tell you how you look. Your mother's compliment that, mommy, you are beautiful, is no longer enough. When you snap with iPhone 16 and you look at the picture, there's a joy that it brings to you that, is this me? I'm too beautiful. The quality of the lens. The woman said, that's the thing of this generation. iPhone. It gives you an eye. That I'm beautiful, man. Hallelujah. So, there is constant distraction. And it's not for you to stand and be pointing fingers. Because Satan has your own. Unless we come to a place where we grow. Say grow. You know, the brethren of Jesus, they told him that no man doeth these things and he himself seeketh not to be known. If you truly are doing this thing, go and show yourself to the world. Jesus said, your own time is always come, but my time is what? Not always come. There was something he was waiting for. It's not just to go and show yourself to the world. The world has your own package. Hallelujah. And if we are not fixated on what heaven is doing, we ourselves will be distracted. Jesus performed one miracle. They wanted to make him king. He could have accepted to become king. He said, It's Satan that moved people and said, we will make you king. You will become our king. He can accept the kingship and actually lose kingdom. Praise God. You can be managing church social media and your focus is just that. I want to blow this church to a place where everybody will know this church. You are already gone. In fact, they should remove you from that position quickly. Hallelujah. So the intent is not just that, we want to avoid social media. You need to trust God for grace. And another thing also that God will help us with. We're saying it in Sunday school last week. We need to trust God for great discipline. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. Is what? Self-control. One of the great things that this generation lack is self-control. People don't have that force of diligence to discipline, to put their body under. To put their body what? Under. And those are things that, the older generation, they had. And we can look at them and say, they are too religious. Somebody has told me of an elderly woman. I also have experience of it. Elderly woman who, when she comes to their house, when she wakes up in the morning, because she has not prayed, because she has not opened her Bible to study and pray, if you greet her, she won't even answer you. Somewhere, she reserves her first utterance for her maker. But our own generation, you wake, this is how you sleep. Honestly, many a times you have to collect phone from somebody to help them put it somewhere because what is in law with phone? And when he wakes up, even in the middle of the night, he can just quickly check one or two things. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. Something is wrong. So you'll be wondering why what they preached last week, you didn't remember it. It's because there is a lot of scattering. So until we come to a place where we can put our body, and nobody will do it for you. Praise God. It's something that we must all trust God. It's an allocation in the Holy Ghost. It's a fruit of the Holy Ghost. Self-control. You must be able to work with the Holy Ghost to say no. No. Because on phone they call it digital well-being. They call it digital well-being. Somewhere you can use it to limit yourself. They tell you so that you don't stay too long on the phone. You can use it to limit yourself. You can track how long you are spending on social media. That's not what will help you, honestly. Because when the prompt comes and said you have used 3 hours on your phone already, it's time to drop your phone. You close it. Why will you close it? Because I have the power. I have the power to do what? It's not the phone that will control me. Hallelujah. It's not the phone that will control me. But you're actually being controlled. Hallelujah. So God needs to help us. Hallelujah. God needs to help us. So the Lord Jesus, when he was leaving the world, he said concerning his disciples, he said that, Lord, I am praying not that you should take them out of this world, but that you should what? Keep them from the evil that is in this world. So if there is anything that this world has, it is evil. Hallelujah. And what he wants to make you is so that you also fade away. The world is a use and dump, system. Many people who are glorious people, their time has passed. Hallelujah. Their time has passed. The reigning R&B guys then, they are now, when you are passing, you now see the person is doing a show in Ikorodu. Somebody that Ikorodu will never even, they don't even have grace to invite him. But because his glory has passed, now he's trusting God to do so. You know, and that's the way. If you also follow the world, you also fizzle away. So that's what the world does, to make sure that as you are chasing it, you are also fizzling away. You are losing the relevance of God's kingdom. So the Lord will need to help us.
We trust that this message has been a source of blessing to you. For a wealth of similar messages, please visit our website at www.ikorodu.nlwc.church or feel free to contact us at 0703-576-0085. You can also reach out to us via WhatsApp at the same number. May God's blessings continue to abound in your life.